Imagine you're driving along the highway, thinking about buying a new car. And suddenly you come upon a billboard, and it's advertising the very car that you were thinking about. A coincidence? Well, maybe not. A new technology will be able to detect which radio stations passing cars are listening to and then change the image on the billboards to fit their listener profiles. From San Francisco, NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
It's not only gas and oil leaks that drivers may have to worry about. Cars are leaking radio signals. John Henry Parker is a vice president with Alaris Media Network. The company owns 10 billboards in California that have been equipped to detect the stations to which the passing cars are tuned.
It actually detects the leakage from the antennas of the passing traffic, and that information is then stack ranked to determine the dominant radio stations that are being listened to at different times of the day and the traffic patterns that are passing by the sign.
Leaking radio signals are just as good as an information leak. If 60% of the people passing by a particular billboard every day between 5 and 5:15 p.m. are tuned to National Public Radio, a lot can be determined about their buying habits. Alaris Media Network is using information from The Media Audit, a company which does surveys of radio listeners and creates profiles of listeners to each station. Bob Jordan is co-chair of Media Audit.
I can tell you about their station life cycle. I'm single, under 35, no children, or married, under 35, no children, or presence of children in the family, and so forth. We can tell you what kind of cars that they currently own. We can tell you whether or not they're planning on buying a new vehicle during the next 12 months.
And he can tell you what car they're likely to buy. So if NPR listeners like, say, Volvos, a local dealer might want to put an ad up between 5 and 5:15 because that's when public radio fans drive by the billboard. Some of those public radio fans may have seen the film Minority Report. In one scene, crime fighter John Anderton, played by actor Tom Cruise, walks down the streets, and the billboards personalize the ads by reading the retinas of his eyes.
A road diverges in the desert. Lexus. The road you're on, John Anderton, is the one less traveled.
Some civil libertarians fear that's where we're headed. Li Tian, an attorney with the watchdog group the Electronic Frontier Foundation, says researchers are working on even more invasive technologies.
People have been talking about all sorts of stuff along these lines of being able to track what you're doing when you walk in a shopping mall or along a street and you look at something. If we put up with billboards that change messages in this way, maybe it's just a few years before those other kinds of modes will become more acceptable.
Well, maybe. Mark Rotenberg of the Electronic Privacy Information Center says the public and the government may be willing to put limits on marketers before they go too far.
For example, there's been a huge backlash in this country around telemarketing. We were just meeting with the chairman of the Federal Trade Commission last week about this, and he made it clear the government feels quite happy regulating telemarketing practices precisely because people find it so intrusive.
Judging by the comments of a few drivers at a gas station just off Route 101 in San Francisco, feelings about the new billboard technology are mixed. Many, like Ann Wood, don't care if anyone draws conclusions based on her radio listening habits.
I guess it makes the advertising actually more useful to the consumer because it's something you might want to buy.
Others, like this woman, who perhaps not coincidentally didn't want to give her name, thought the billboards were creepy.
It's kind of more Big Brother, tapping in, even adding the privacy of your own car.
Earlier this month, Alaris Media Networks turned on the new technology at two of its billboards outside Sacramento. Over the next few weeks, others will begin operation around San Francisco and Los Angeles. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.